Like sightings of the Loch Ness Monster, it has been hard to pin down exactly what is the Exynos 2200, even if it actually exists. 1 minute Samsung are going to announce it, the next minute they're not going to announce it, and now suddenly overnight they've announced it using a press release. Hello there, my name's Gary Sims, this is Gary Explains, and here I have all the details that we know at the moment about the new Samsung Exynos 2200. So if you want to find out more, please, let me explain. So back in 2019, Samsung announced it was forming a strategic partnership with AMD to bring AMD graphics to the mobile space in a new Exynos processor. Time went past, different rumors came out. I've done a couple of videos here about what it means to take desktop technology with big fans and lots of power and convert that down into tiny mobile technology running off a battery with passive cooling. And I've been skeptical about whether it's going to work and whether it's going to be any good. And Samsung have not done a very good job about releasing the details of the Exynos 2200. 1 minute it was releasing it, then it wasn't releasing it, then it was going to release it on the day that the new next generation of smartphones are coming out from Samsung. Then now suddenly it's released it overnight. And it leads to the question is, what are they trying to hide? What is the problem? Is it to do with the new graphics? Is it something else? But let's put all that speculation aside and let's look at what we do know about the new processor. So as I said, the big thing is this is the first time in a long time we have something that is shaking up the mobile industry. The potential here is amazing. Up until now, we've basically had three mobile GPU makers in the smartphone space. One, of course, is Qualcomm with their Adreno GPU. The other, of course, is ARM with the Mali GPU. And then we did have the Imagination GPUs, PowerVR. They've been used in some MediaTek chips. They were also used a lot in the Apple iPhone. But now we've got a fourth one coming in. AMD are taking their graphics technology and reducing it down into the mobile space. And that now means that MediaTek, Qualcomm and Samsung, their three processors are significantly different in just about every domain except for the CPU. So the GPU is different, the ISP is different, the machine learning is different, everything is different except for the CPU. And that means we actually have got, the first time, quite a choice in what's available at the processor level. So the new Exynos 2200 includes the Eclipse GPU based on the AMD RDNA 2. X for Exynos and the rest Eclipse because it will eclipse everything else. It's the Eclipse GPU 920. That's the name they're giving it. And so that means we've got now ARM CPUs, which we'll talk about in a minute, and we've got AMD GPU, the Eclipse 920, which means it's different from the MediaTek, it's different from the Qualcomm, and now we've got some real competition going on here. Now, obviously, it's based on the RDNA 2, which is what you get in the current leading edge AMD processor. As I said, I've got videos here on what it means to take that technology and bring it down to a GPU. But two things just to mention here. One is that it supports hardware accelerated ray tracing. Now, this really is quite amazing. We know that the MediaTek Dimensity 9000 supports software ray tracing, which means you can use the same APIs for the ray tracing, but all the hard work is done in software in the CPU, and then at the end it calls the GPU to do all the other stuff. Now AMD's GPU in the Samsung is said to support hardware accelerated, which means when you use those APIs to do the ray tracing stuff, some of it actually happens in hardware, not just in software. Now there are different levels of hardware acceleration, and again I have a video here on this channel explaining about those different levels, and we don't know which level of hardware acceleration is. My suspicion will be it's the minimum, the absolute minimum you can do to have hardware acceleration. Again, a link to that video will be in the description below. And the second thing it supports is variable rate shading, something we've seen in the Qualcomm GPUs up until now, now available in the Samsung. And what that basically means is the programmer, the game developer can say, well, over there where it's background, just apply less work, do less shading over there. Don't do it so well. Concentrate on the main character here. Concentrate on the enemies that you're fighting here. Over there in the sunset, just do a bit. And that makes it easier for the GPU to concentrate on where all the action's going on, where all the rapid movement's going on, and the stuff that's not changing much in the background, it applies less work to. And so, of course, that means better battery efficiency and higher frame rates for the bits that are important. Now, of course, the real question is, what is this GPU like in terms of performance? We have absolutely no idea. There've been lots of rumors on the internet, some people leaking things, some people coming up with their opinions. And as I say, because of this botched announcement by Samsung, there is fear that actually the GPU is not as good as people are hoping for. I probably think that's true because, as I've said so many times, to take desktop technology and to make your first ever product in mobile GPU using that technology and get it right the first time and be the performance leader, well, that's a tall order. That's really hard to do that. But we'll wait and see. I hope I'm wrong. I could be wrong. I hope this turns out to be an absolutely excellent GPU that really does bring the competition to the other GPU makers. So moving on from the GPU, what we've got in the CPU, well, we've got, as we'd expect, ARM V9 with a Cortex X2, three Cortex A710s, and then four Cortex A510s, or 1+3+4 setups. So there's that prime core running at, give you that fastest possible performance. And then you've got the three A710 cores, all 64-bit across the board here, that can give you that full, that kind of back that up with performance. And then the A510s for kind of, you know, the power efficiency stuff when there's not much stuff going on. Clock rates, we don't know yet. There is a difference in the clock rates in the MediaTek 9000 and the Qualcomm. We'll see what the clock rates are here. My suspicion is they're not going to be as high as the Qualcomm because this is built on a 4-nanometer process, on Samsung's own 4-nanometer process, which isn't as good as TSMC's 4-nanometer process. And the MediaTek 9000 is using TSMC, and I think that's allowed them to tweak up those clock speeds a bit and get that extra bit of performance. Again, no information from Samsung about the clock speeds. We will know these details when actual devices are released. So three other things to mention. The first is the machine learning capabilities. The neural processing unit inside the Exynos 2200 is said to be double the performance of the one in the previous generation, and it now supports FP16, 16-bit floating point numbers, which helps for high precision neural networks, and that's built into the hardware of the MPU. Before, you'd have to have used the CPU or the GPU to get that. Now it's built into the hardware of the MPU. We'll see whether Samsung can truly use that ability or a third party can truly use that ability. As I said, the great thing about machine learning is it's got all these possibilities, but we're not really seeing them being used that much other than what the actual manufacturer is doing. So whatever Samsung does for face unlock or for bokeh video backgrounds, they're doing that, but where are the third parties using that? That's still a bit of a problem, I think, in the general development of the ecosystem. That's not just Samsung, that is everybody. Okay, moving on. The second thing is it's got 5G, of course, with millimeter wave and sub-6, and it also supports a new technology, which is dual connectivity, where you can use a 4G signal and a 5G signal at the same time to get you a theoretical, and I underline the word theoretical here, 10 gigabits per second if it's using both of those simultaneously. And the third thing to mention is the image signal processor. So that is basically the camera stuff and the display stuff. So the Exynos 2200 will support recording from two cameras simultaneously at 30 frames a second, recording video, that is. It will support 4K decoding at 240 frames a second, 8K decoding at 60 frames a second. For encoding, it will encode 4K at 120 frames a second, and it will encode 8K at 30 frames a second. So basically, the top thing is for recording a video on the phone, it can do 8K at 30 frames a second, that it can decode more than that. Having said that, it does include an AV1 decoder. So that is something a lot of people say in the comments on my videos. We want AV1 decoding, we want AV1 decoding. Well, if you want AV1 decoding, go with the MediaTek or go with the Exynos 2200. And when it comes to displays, it supports HDR 10 plus at up to 144 Hz. Okay, and that's about it. That's all that we know about the Exynos 2200 at the moment. It says at the bottom of the press release, it's currently in mass production. Doesn't give any kind of clue about whether it will appear in Samsung's flagship smartphones, which we're going to expect to be announced in the next few weeks. Rumors flying around that because of the graphics, that the Exynos are only going to be in certain geographical regions. Well, that was always true before, but maybe less geographical regions, more for the Snapdragon. Some are even saying that actually we're going to see it all Snapdragons in the flagship, and maybe this process is going to be in something else. Lots and lots of rumors. Can't really say which one is true. Only Samsung know the truth, and we'll find out when actually Samsung tell us. Okay, that's it. My name is Gary Sims. This is Gary Explains. I really hope you enjoy this look at the Exynos 2200. Please tell me in the comments below, what do you think about it? Are you hoping it's going to be in the next flagship? Are you hoping it's going to be in other brands? Do you rather have the Qualcomm or the MediaTek? Let me know what you think in the comments below. If you like this video, please do give it a thumbs up. And if you like these videos that I make, then stick around by subscribing to the channel. Don't forget, you can follow me on Twitter, at Gary Explains, and I also have a newsletter where I cover everything I'm doing here on the Gary Explains channel, everything I'm doing over on Android Authority. I think you'll find it interesting. Go over to GaryExplains.com, type in your email address, no spam, just my newsletter. Okay, that's it. I'll see you in the next one.